shopping.
Yeah, and the grocer took the package and
wrapped it.
And you took it home and
unwrapped it.
And it's he sold that to me for less than he paid for it himself. And you'd say he sold that to me.
It's a bargain.
And for as far as he was concerned, he had to sell it at a
loss.
You'd say, I was going to buy that, but it's just too much. It
costs too much.
And the first of the month, the bill is
due.
And in a club, you have to pay your
dues.
And if you don't have enough money, you might have to, from a friend or the
borrow.
And in the 30s, money was
scarce.
And a child gets on a board and
he dives.
Yesterday, he
dove.
Okay, and he has
dived.
Okay, and a child gets down on the foil like this and turns
a somersault.
And a boy who's in the water, he begins to
swim.
Yesterday, he
swam.
He has
swum.
If you got a bonus or a gift when you paid a bill.
Excuse me, did you ever think well, cut it out.
Okay, well, that's all right.
A real intelligent girl in freshman English, we were on the principal parts of verbs, and she said, Miss Yoakum, I hate that. Don't you think that sounds awful? Swim, swam, swung? And I'd never thought of it before. But she said, I think swum sounds awful.
But it's probably, I don't know, it might have something to do with clum and some of these other verbs, you know, that people associated with, you know, clum and I can't think of any other reason.
Her mother and father were both college graduates. Her mother was the daughter of a college president. Really well children.
Sure.
They lived on above where we stopped, mm-hmm. where we turned, about 2 miles above that. But I never thought of it before.
That's interesting. No, you.
But she said, I think swarm is so ugly.
if you got a bonus or a gift when you paid a bill someplace, you know, they used to do this a lot in hardware stores and in feed stores. You pay your feed bill and the man might throw in a little something, give you a little something extra, you know, or give you a kind of a present. Do you have any special name for that?
But no. I can't think of one. I might know one, but I've...
Well, I mean, other than bonus, which you probably would think of, but or a gift, or the term is lanyap, which is used in...
A what?
Lanyap. It's a word that's used in L-A-G-N-I-A-P-P. It's a word...
Never heard it.
It's a French word used in Louisiana. But if a person went down for the third time, you say he was...
Drowning.
Yesterday, he...
Drown.
Many people in this pond have.
Drown.
And many will.
Drown.
And a child gets down on all fours on the floor. And
he crawls.
And the squirrel up the tree, he...
He climbs.
Yeah, yesterday.
He climbed.
He has.
Climbed.
And a child gets down behind the couch. You'd say he's...
Hiding. You
know, all right. And in Catholic Church, when you pray, you... On your knees, you...
You kneel.
Yesterday, she...
Knelt.
Say, person says, I'm very tired. I'm going to down for a while. I'm going
to lie.
And say, that lazy loafer in bed all day yesterday. He
lay in bed.
You say, I had, last night, thoughts were going through my mind. You say, I
lay there.
I had a bad.
Well, I had a bad dream.
Yeah, yes. And so they, then you'd say, last night
I dreamed.
Yeah, and I have.
Dream.
Yeah, and if I tomorrow I will.
Dream.
All right, and then early this morning I.
Dreamed.
And I woke.
I woke.
Yeah, and to do this on the floor is to.
Stomp.
All right, and after a dance, a young man might say to a girl, may I. You home.
May I take you home? If in Georgia, you say, may I carry you home?
Yeah.
I had visions of somebody picking them up in their arms. It took me so long to get used to that. I had a roommate in college.
Yeah.
It's the first time I ever heard it. Carry me.
Sure.
Carry me this or this place or that.